This is Andy Kaufman, president of the Institute for Leadership Excellence and Development Corporate. Thank you for joining us for this special premium edition of the People and Projects podcast. So let me ask you, how are you letting the current economic uncertainty impact you? Now, these are challenging times, and as much as I'd love to believe we're rising out of the mire, there's enough ambiguity and, I think if we admit it, lack of national leadership from both political parties that there's plenty of reason to still be concerned. And that concern can make it even more difficult to lead those on your team who perhaps share even greater concerns. Leading in times of pressure is what Justin Menkes' book is all about. And in this premium episode, I want to highlight some points from the interview with Justin about how you can better navigate these challenging times. Let's start with perspective. In my book entitled Navigating the Winds of Change, Staying on Course in Business and in Life, I share how perspective is one of the key ways to thrive during times of high change. Now, certainly perspective is important these days, so here's a start. Let's not forget that it's been really, really bad before, right? It's bad now, but it's been bad before. Though it sounds rather cliche-like right now, there's wisdom in the saying that, you know what? This too really is going to pass. This too shall pass. Justin mentioned it in our interview. As difficult as it is, I try to remember the challenge can be good. It can keep us focused and innovative if we don't let it paralyze us. Too much of the good can actually cause complacence and boredom, and even though we might like some of that right now, there's no time for us to be bored these days, and we have to bring our A game each day to make sure we're delivering value. But let's not forget, better times will eventually arrive. I remember seeing a billboard back when this whole recession thing started. It said, "Recessions end." It will. It will get better. Let's talk about courage. You know, times of high pressure, they demand courage. Now, remember, courage doesn't mean absence of fear. If you don't have moments of concern these days, you're probably in denial, okay? But courage, it's moving forward in spite of the fear. It's being willing to step up and refuse to be the victim. I'm actually spending some extended time working with my teenage sons on this topic of being courageous. It's applicable to all of us, that desire to thrive in times of pressure, whether it's at home or in the workplace. It's time to step up. Third, what about action? You know, it's been said that one of the best antidotes for anxiety is action. It's taking action instead of sitting back and worrying. You know, what actions do you need to be taking? You know, for some of us, it might be updating the resume. It doesn't mean you're going to leave. It's just there's something about taking the action and maybe even looking at what are a couple opportunities outside just to see there are some opportunities out there. Certainly, it's looking at ways to invest in your skills and abilities. I mean, frankly, I'd love to have you in my leadership fast track program next year to help accelerate your ability to lead. But, you know, maybe it's watching less 24-hour news. How about that as an action? You know, that has a way of sensationalizing the bad to keep reaping ratings, but it can be overwhelming at times. There are so many actions you can take, but let's be clear. Sitting back and worrying, or perhaps even just hoping for the best, isn't going to help. Taking some action is a great way to attack the pressure. And then there's developing. You know, how are you improving your ability to deal with stress? How are you preparing the people around you? You know, Justin's research is clear that being resilient is not just a matter of whether you got the right DNA or not. To a great degree, it's nurture, not just nature. I like to look at this pressure as it's an opportunity to be tested. You know, watch for those above you who seem just to be able to handle stress better than others. Does somebody come to mind? Who is it in your organization that you look at them and say, man, they just seem to deal with this well? What is it that they do, do you think? Maybe you offer to take them to lunch and ask them about how they maintain perspective during these difficult times. Part of taking action is to develop yourself, develop your own resiliency. How about realistic optimism? You know, blind optimism, it may put on a good face, but people see right through it. They can smell it from a distance in baseless promises and unfounded enthusiasm. The alternative that Justin talks about in his book is realistic optimism. It's a deep-seated confidence that acknowledges, all right, there are risks out there. There are obstacles. We're not ignoring that. But we can do this together. I mean, how you feel about the future, it will ooze from your words and body language and vocal tone, whether it's positive or negative. Now, Justin's book provides a lot of insights on how to develop realistic optimism and what it really comes down to. But here's my question for you. Where are you on that whole spectrum? You know, have you been brewing a negative or pessimistic spirit? I talked with a colleague just in the last week who wanted me to be a sounding board to help her prepare for a job change. She was going to kind of get out of the industry that I'm in because it just wasn't working for her. And she was going to go back into corporate America. I gotta tell you, she reeked of negativity. And I know that that's going to waft out like a stench to hiring managers. You know, what do people smell when you talk with them? Maybe it's a sickening sweet scent of blind optimism. You know, that's not the alternative. Rather, it's the smell of someone who's real, who's grounded in reality, but can radiate hope in spite of the circumstances. And then there's agency. Remember Justin's comments about our sense of agency? I wasn't familiar with that term until I talked to Justin, or actually read his book. But, you know, a key to overcoming stress is to not allow ourselves to succumb to what he called victimitis. You know, as Justin mentioned, regardless of what you've been dealt, how can you maximize your opportunities? You know, what can you do? Use that same mindset to help people around you when they're falling into being a victim. Help them develop a bias towards action. My conversations in the past with John G. Miller in his book, The QBQ, The Question Behind the Question, gives some very practical strategies to turn victim situations into action and into personal accountability. How about meaning? You know, as Justin reinforced in the interview, we all have a need to matter. Isn't that true? You know, he said one reason why Southwest Airlines delivers such incredible performance in an enormously challenging industry is that their employees feel that their jobs matter. Do you see your role as making a difference? You know, what is it that you and your team are doing that matters? Kuzis and Posner, they suggest that everyone on our team needs to know with great clarity, who's the customer? Do they know that? Think about your team. Do they know who the customer really is, who they serve? As former head of P&G, AJ Laffley said, we all need to know the hot breath of the customer. We're that close. We understand them that well. Team and motivation expert Dr. Adam Grant told me in an interview that it can be helpful to get actual customers in front of your team, helping us all understand the difference that we make for actual people. Consider doing that. Help your team understand that what they do matters, and you might just find them more focused and resilient during difficult times. Finally, how about de-hero-fying? That was a term that Justin used. I sat next to a former NFL player on a recent flight, and I got to tell you, he's a truly, truly nice person. I greatly enjoyed our discussion. I have to say, it was clear to me that he's his own worst critic. Well, I don't think that's just his issue. That's my issue at times. How about you? Don't beat yourself up. You know, Justin talked about de-hero-fying leaders. You can't be perfect. You're going to make mistakes. Have someone you can trust that you can talk with frankly, maybe even whine some or maybe vent, because you probably can't do it with your team without losing some credibility. Expect excellence from yourself, but don't require perfection. You know, I think it's fair to say that Justin's book is primarily targeted to senior leaders, but there's wisdom there for all of us. It's a book to consider adding to your team's library. As I move towards wrapping this up, if you've got a moment, I invite you to stop by our podcast page on Facebook. You know, check out the show notes for a link to the page. I invite you to like it and join the discussion. And I want to thank you so much for being a premium subscriber to the People and Projects podcast. It means a lot to me. I love having the opportunity to help you. So please let me know what questions you have, if there's anything I can do to help you lead and deliver. And thank you for joining me for this premium episode of the People and Projects podcast. Have a great week.